Pediatric Multisystem Inflammatory Syndrome, or PMIS, is a new illness associated with COVID-19 that doctors here in Rochester are trying to understand. WXXI's James Brown has that story.
The syndrome affects mostly preteens and younger children. Dr. Patrick Brophy from the University of Rochester Medical Center says there have been more than 100 cases of PMIS in New York State.
We're working with multiple different federal and state agencies to actually document and actually try and identify all of the symptoms and signs that bring kids to us with PMIS.
So far, symptoms include inflammation of the skin, eyes, blood vessels, and heart, as well as what doctors call toxic shock, which could be deadly. Dr. Brenna Tessini, who studies infectious diseases at Strong Memorial Hospital, says early results about the syndrome shows it has a unique connection to the coronavirus.
But what we know about PMIS is that it actually seems to happen after the infection has resolved.
Meaning patients show little or no signs of coronavirus prior to getting PMIS. And tests often say they don't have the virus anymore when the syndrome hits. James Brown, WXXI News.